Blog Talk Radio.
Angele John Kashela, which and swallow. Angele John Kashela, which and swallow. I and I went swallow I Unchini tonka ashila aya Wecho went swallow I Hey aya Lako wakaya unspe makia pelo
Aloha. Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our monsoon opening song. Woohoo! Here come those rains to the desert. And we thank the Cloud Nation. And I am your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Today is July 13th, 2017. The Low Shoe or the Flying Star number for today is the number 8. The number 8 star is in the center today, and it is the wealth, or you may have heard me call it the money bull star. That's what we build in feng shui, a money bull to represent the number 8 star. And you can put that right in the center because there's also a period star that's in the center, and the periods are in 24-year cycles, and we are smack dab in the middle of the period 8 in the center. So for this whole period, the 8 is in the center, which is really awesome. And remember that set up with that 8 in the center, that means there's the tic-tac-toe board of 3 on the top and 3 in the middle and 3 on the bottom. And all those numbers that are in the locations from the 8 in the center, they never change. Every time the 8 pops in the center, that's where those same numbers go to. And so there's 9 numbers in the Flying Star configuration, and they all take a turn in the center. Stays the same in feng shui. It changes, and it is represented by the I Ching, the Book of Changes. And so we want to change with harmony and with grace. And we know there's yin and yang in feng shui. And feng shui is the ease of the way of the wind and water. And we can do that in our physical world by just looking around us. And if your furniture is always in your way, or something physical like that, then maybe it's time to feng shui a more clear way through. And that is an ease of vibration. There's an animal today. There's 12 animals. And today is an ox day. The ox has a vibration of where the ox lives. And the ox lives in the northeast. The ox lives let's put it like this. In the compass, the rat is, or the mouse is in the north, and then moving towards the northeast, the next animal is the ox. And then the animal that shares the northeast is the tiger, the next tick over. And so all you tigers, listen up too, because the ox information is the same as yours. You guys have the same flying star that flew to your location. Now, there's a personalization that goes on. It's not so general. There's 24 mountain flying star and also the five elements. And a different 24 mountain flying star landed on each of the animals. Okay, so it's not the same in that way. So it's really personal when you really fine tune. There's an element today. The element today is metal. Yeah, and so what we can do is we can look at the number 8 in the center, if you were an ox, and you can say, now, what number with the 8 in the center is over in my location today? And that is the number 2, the number illness star. So we're going to really watch out for healing. We're going to look for healing. And remember, because illness doesn't stay the same, it goes to healing. And we can look in the personalized day like that, and we can look in the personalized month like that to see which star flew to the location for the month. And by the way, the monthly center flying star just changed. It's now the sheep or the goat, and it is a fire sheep, again, with the fire. So we have in the fire rooster year 2017, we are in the month in the calendar feng shui of the sheep, and it is the element is again fire. So we're going to really pay attention to fire, and we're going to make sure that we don't forget about it, and we're going to be as safe as possible that we can in our home locations too with that. But with the 3 in the center that just came in, with, if you were an ox, for instance, you would be pretty happy about this 3 in the center configuration. There are a couple of reasons why. For one, remember I told you that the 8 was in the center for the period? So the 8 and the 3 make a magical ho too. Woohoo! So this is fun. And also, for the 3 in the center, your ox and tiger month, y'all have the heaven star, the 6. And so that, along with, here we're going to really get technical now, your annual star, which is the 4, is a magical sum of 10. So listen to these magical sums. And there are so many exciting fine-tuned things for if you are ox-born. For one, I think I mentioned this before, but if you were going to be one of the 12 animals, this year everybody would choose to be probably the ox, because the ox is sitting right smack dab on the Earth seal in the 24 mountain star chart. And on the right and on the left are both the big auspicious stars. Like, there is no other animal sign that is surrounded like that with that much wonderful energy. So I would encourage the oxes to really tap into that. Find the northeast in your home. Activate that northeast energy with its home element, which is earth. And, you know, so crystals are fun over there. And also the colors of earth. Something, the goldens and the browns, and even the metals from Earth, just lovely in the Northeast. But hey, what if you're not an ox or a tiger? We all have a Northeast in our home, so we can all activate the Northeast right now, because the monthly star is awesome, the annual star is awesome, and we can really fine-tune things. And what we're going to do instead of the Feng Shui Fit Tip today is part 2 of what would happen if and when you would get a Feng Shui consultation. Like, what is that? Part 1 is on the show right before this in the archives. And so there's just a little bit more. I did realize there's a lot more. What happens is you give your birth date, and if you have the date and the time, that really helps. And what we put together, what's called a spiritual profile, and that is the enmeshing of both the Eastern and the Western astrologies, and so that you get your animal sign, your one of the 12 animal signs, and also we look at your Western astrology, and we look at your chart, and that's fun too. We also personalize your what's called quad number. Now, what you want to do with that is even change your sleeping direction. You're going to find out your compass wealth direction, where to put that money bowl. You're going to find out the best access for you just vibrationally to succeed in what, you know, you can choose the areas that, of your interest. It could be health. You might want your health to be a lot better. So you could look in your claw health direction, and we can really, really help your health a lot. If you're going to do your quad feng shui, it is lovely to really get in touch with a compass so that you can learn your compass directions of kind of wherever you are. So you can vaguely, you know, kind of know, oh, here's north. And from there, you can really, you can know. It's not that vague, actually. And you can work with, sometimes you can work with the sun and the stars like that, but really it's kind of more magnetic with the earth. Feng Shui is with the earth, and so that's why the compass. And we also look at the longitude and latitude of where you're born, and we take into consideration your spiritual nature. If there's a religious a consideration there that's real strong, what we're going to make sure that we Feng Shui with you like that. And also, just we're going to make sure that 2017, the Feng Shui Flying Star chart, is balanced, and it can amplify the good and balance the things that are lessons. And we can, now we can't get rid of what we, you know, what people might call bad. We're never going to get rid of bad. That's hilarious. There's yin and yang, and it's not bad. We don't know. We actually don't know. Sometimes it feels weird, but there are energies that are more sticky that are we do have to pay attention to. And if we feel like we are angry or in danger, then we're really address that in the patient and lift that up. With the five elements. And you'll be surprised by working with the five elements on how that will help your mind. And for more mind help, help, Pathfinder, mahalo.
Wopila Michiko. Say aloha out there to everyone. It's good to be with you again this week. And thank you, Brenda, for sharing about Feng Shui session prep. And it's a metal ox day for all those people out there. It seems that it's kind of a universal to have the interpretations of the seen and unseen energies and forces. You have Feng Shui. We have different kinds of astrology. You know, there's a Hindu astrology, and the Chinese and Asian countries have their own astrologies, and then there's the classic Western astrology. There's ancient Western astrology that's much more complete than many of the things that we look at these days. And, you know, obviously the Mayans and Aztecs had their astronomy astrology, and, you know, it's this connection with the stars and the forces present within our medicine wheel, meaning within a scope of our life, the medicine wheel being the actual experiences that we have day to day, which according to the Cherokee often meant an 8-mile radius. About an 8-mile radius from where you live, you will find really everything that you need that helps you to adapt to the earth in that 8-mile radius. That's a very specific teaching of, I believe it's sourced in Eli Gotoga. I know he definitely passed it on. So today we're working with connecting with Divine Mother. So I'm going to open the format up a little bit. I have been using a lot of text source material, but we're going to move a little bit more towards the stream of consciousness type of stuff now. And originally, and continuing right now, we were working with some sayings from Divine Mother. Retreat, do not advance thoughts of desire. Retreat, do not advance thought of ill will. Retreat, do not advance thoughts of hatred. Okay, so this is saying that using our mental facility and using our will, we can make choices in our life, and we let go of too much desire. We let go of ill will. We let go of hatred. We make the choice for peace. We make the choice for life. We make the choice. I've got something. Windows is doing something weird. There it is. Okay. I don't know why they think they can just pop a screen up on our studio. Okay, Windows computer stuff, you behave. The happiness you give makes you happier than the happiness you receive. The happiness you give makes you happier than the happiness you receive. When two persons quarrel, always both are in the wrong. When two persons quarrel, always both are in the wrong. Okay, so here comes one of our challenges of the Aquarian age, and that is to learn how to get along in harmony, letting go of dysfunction. Learning how to get along in harmony and letting go of passive aggressive. Learning to get along in harmony and letting go of all those silly games of control and dysfunction. To smile at an enemy is to disarm him. To smile at an enemy is to disarm her. You know, this goes back to one of the major points of Divine Mother, and that is to engage the heart. Yes, with our mind, we can make those powerful boundary choices. And in our emotions, we have to hold to those boundaries. By the word Pisces means boundaries. Okay, so those two swirling fish learn or teach us about boundaries. But it is our heart and learning to flow that love. And there are different kinds of love. There's the agape personal love of Divine Mother who just surrounds every atom of existence with life and hope and faith and joy. That beautiful love of Divine Mother. And then there's love of, for instance, the angels and the archangels. The angels and the archangels are about love of the universe through respecting the divine laws. And so the angels and archangels are working to help us be in harmony with the divine laws. Who else is helping us with that? Well, Mother Earth is helping us with that. She's the big teacher right here. She teaches us through the natural ways of life. Who else teaches us? Father Saturn. There we go. In the sky. He's got the rings. He's got the 28-year cycle around the sun. He teaches us our karmic and soul level lessons. Who else is helping us learn? In fact, all of the planetary Manitou, all of our elder brother and sister planets on a soul level are helping us to learn and grow. We are a living spirit with a physical body, and this physical body is miraculous, given to us by our mother and our father, meaning divine mother and creator, the breath of the sky, the dust of the earth. Sayings here. Doubt is not a sport to indulge in with impunity. Doubt is not a sport to indulge in with impunity. It is a poison which drop by drop corrodes the soul. Okay, so you people out there that are just sitting on the fence of doubt, get off it. It's poisoning your soul. In other words, faith is life-giving. Somebody that just goes around and naysays and doubts, they're not actually living in the aura of life. And that's why they are drippy like sympathy. Okay? They are drippy. They are a vacuum. Doubt is a black hole. Let go of it. Find something real to you, and that means through the love in your heart. Find that which is real and stand by it. Deep behind all that is, all that will be, all that is not, is thy divine and immutable smile. Deep behind all that is, all that will be, all that is not, is thy divine and immutable smile. And so the Divine Mother is asking us to look behind everything that was, look behind everything that is, look behind everything that will be, and look behind everything that never will be, and you'll see Creator smiling. And in the power of that smile, friendship, harmony, life, and truth. Okay, we'll go for a few more. No, we're going to stop there. It's got a few more going on with that. I really enjoy these. I put these together back in maybe around 2000, Divine Thoughts of Divine Mother. And we're doing some seminars over in Florida on the Gold Coast side. And it was interesting. I would set up like a trio. There would be one class for Emmanuel, Christ. There would be one class for Divine Mother, and then there would be one class for Babaji and the Kriya beings. And what was interesting is that everybody would show up with bells and whistles for Christ, and even more would show up with bells and whistles for Divine Mother. But once it came time for Ganesh and time for Babaji and time for the ageless masters of India, everybody would hide under a rock. And I think the reason is, and this is one of the most shocking things in learning in my relationship with Babaji, is that karma yoga is where we start. In other words, go clean your feng shui direction and put some light in there. Yeah, it was quite disturbing to find out that one of the great manifestations of cosmic love, the first thing out of his mouth was, do your work honestly. And so he had to learn that. And then what else? If you repeat in love, Om Namah Shivaya, with great certitude, it has more power than 10,000 nuclear bombs. Om Namah Shivaya, God's divine light. Om Namah Shivaya, God's divine love. Om Namah Shivaya, God's divine smile. We look behind everything and we find the smile. Okay, well, my name is Pathfinder Miedo Chunku Woksapi, and today's topic is connecting with Divine Mother. That's right, a heartfelt handshake out there to everybody. It's making Michiko giggle. This is going to continue to be a topic because this is really very important. We look around and we see the earth's shaking. The environmental things are starting to change. Not only that, ancient powers of the earth and parts of the earth that we have not seen are coming to the forefront. And so the powers of the earth are awakening. And not only that, the powers, ancient, new, future, all of them, you know, have the potential to be awakening as we get drenched in this new Aquarian light. Look at the sun. There is a power that is transforming the sun. It is transforming our entire solar system. It is transforming everywhere near here and far. Even just these cosmic waves that have been coming in from the center of existence. Even the greater connection with this realm of the now, which is the law of the one, opening and melding with us. This uniting of the dove through our twin universe Andromeda, our twin galaxy Andromeda, beginning to merge with the Milky Way. All of these and many more show the transformational energies. And so at this time, it is time to wake up. At this time, it is time, remember who you are. It is time to reconnect with Mother Earth and our sacred Divine Mother. And so I only have a few more moments because we've gone through all that buildup. But let's start thinking about how I personally, how we individually can connect deeper to the Divine Mother in the earth, the Divine Mother in nature and in our environment, the Divine Mother inside us, the Divine Mother in our friends and family, community and world, and then the sacred Divine Mothers, the ancient ones that watch over us every single moment and whose body, once all as one, is the fabric of time and space and matter. Mater, Divine Mother, Mahalo.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And please check out a new website for support for Aloha Healers Network, and it is called Patreon. Go to patreon.com, look up Aloha Healers Network, and you can become a Patreon. Thank you so much for your support. And thanks so much for listening to Aloha Healers Network and spending time connecting with us. We love this time with you. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Nakute kika wanin chintedo deham pikude chanuelo.